You're listening to The Mentality Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good stuff. I'm posting stuff on.
greetings. Cloudy and moist, Los Angeles, California.
Moist.
That's the only word I can come up with, right? That is such a nasty word, moist.
Why is it nasty?
It is.
I don't know. It sounds like
that's just because you got a dirty mind. That's all.
Sounds like ass.
It sounds like ass?
Moist. Anyway, folks, from the airwaves of LA Talk Radio, Facebook Live, we are here with you 6 p.m. Wednesday, October 6, 2021. Welcome and thank you for joining LA Talk Radio's number one and most requested podcast here at LA Talk Radio for our 16th episode of Season 3 of The Mentality Show, folks. I'm your host. So happy to have you here today. I got my man Vato V next to me. What up, Vato?
Hey, what up, mi raza? ¿Cómo estamos?
What's up,
man? Go Dodgers.
There you go. There you go. Tech C. That's the voice you heard.
This bud's for you.
There you Tech C with his beer, enjoying himself over there. KC, what's up, my man? How you feeling?
Think about that motherfucker.
Y'all trying to speak your native tongue or something like that? Fucking it up.
Twisted.
If y'all gonna speak your native tongue, I'm gonna go ahead and talk like this today. How about that?
That's good enough for me.
I'm gonna get the hope to these people over here and talk to them today. That's how you talk where I'm from.
Folks,
so how was everyone's week, folks? Anything you want to talk about? Anything that stood out to you in the news? We have about 5 minutes to discuss that. But before we get into that, here's a teaser about our subject today. Today's show is what she purposely does to make you jealous, friends. What she purposely does to make her man jealous. There are things that women out there do psychologically to piss their men off. And we're going to oust you today. We're going to talk about that.
And they do
gonna
it
take
well.
Notes. And we fall for it every time. So, again, let's get into some of the things that stood out to us this week. Anything you want to talk about, gentlemen? Any current event?
Rich people be hiding their money.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rich people. How'd they get the Putin's money? How'd they show Putin? Putin don't kill somebody.
What, is this something you heard in the news?
They came out with the Pandora Papers or something. Or Pandora
I heard about that stuff.
And it showed all the rich people where their money, their names and everything in their accounts, where all their money's hidden.
They hacked hacked into the, it's like a piece of paper, like a document stating where they have their offshore accounts and their money. And
oh, really?
Out of the above, yeah.
And how much they have in check?
Yeah,
how much they have.
Out of the above.
How much does Putin have? Fuck. I'm curious.
I didn't see it. I'm not looking at it.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Trump, this is the first time in 20 years he did not make Forbes 400 most rich list. Yeah, who cares? What else, fellas? Anything else that you want to talk about?
California has been the best state so far in regards to COVID. You know,
we're the most strict too.
We're down on everything, so that's pretty good. So,
well, you know, next week, I think next month they're going to start the
November 4th.
Everyone, there's a mandate that everyone must show proof of vaccination to enter any type of establishment, except for retail stores, pharmacies, and grocery stores.
But for what?
And they restaurants and things like that. You're going to have to show.
You still have to put your mask on. You know.
Yeah.
And there's still a lot of people out there that are anti-vaxxers. Fuck it. It is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we talked about that to the cows.
We can't change people's minds.
Who gives a fuck about them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Natural selection. They're dying out, so we won't be hearing from them too much longer.
Peace out.
Yeah, but unfortunately, they're affecting other people, innocent people who are at least getting sick. If you got the vaccine, you're fine. These people are just, I'm sick and tired of these people. Literally sick and tired of these anti-vaxxers. I haven't gotten sick yet, but they're getting other people sick.
But it's a trip of how these people think. And look, everybody has their own mind. You can think whatever you want to think. You know what I mean? There's people out there that are talking about, like, you know, if you're an anti-vaxxer, hey, that's good for you. But if you believe in vaccines, good for you too. But don't be disrespecting the other party just because, or you're trying to convince me to go to the other side. Like, we all have our own minds, man. Like, fuck, if you don't want to do anything for your family, that's on you. I'm going to try to protect mine as much as possible.
But, you know, in saying that, I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. If we're talking about the opinion, political opinion, that's one thing. But we're talking about something that does affect me. This is not some of those things. Oh, you don't want to get vaccinated? Okay, that's your business. That's your prerogative. Mm-hmm. It's not going to affect me at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, it is going to affect me. It's going to affect me. It's going to affect my family. It's going to affect my children who go to school with your children.
Yeah.
So, you can't have that mindset. You have to. This is something that must be done.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is, like, you know, if my kid has more protection than your kid because there's something out there in this world that's killing people, you know what I mean? If my kid has a better outcome of this thing, then, hey, you know, I did something right for my family. But if you're anti-vaxxer and you're over here, hey, I don't believe in this and I don't believe in that. Okay, that's your prerogative. But there's still rules that you have to follow.
Yeah.
So don't come at me saying that I'm not gonna wear a mask or because I'm not a goat. You know, people talk about that shit. Yeah. I'm not a sheep or whatever the fuck. Go ahead, somewhere.
No, I interrupted. I shouldn't have.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I have a problem with Kyrie Irving though.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's making his stance, and you know he's using his fame and his because he's a famous athlete to be really, I'm not doing this because the NBA is making it.
I heard about that.
And now he can't practice with his team.
Yeah,
he's a weirdo. He's a weirdo.
So my whole thing is, first of all, we wouldn't know who the hell you are anyway if it wasn't for you being a basketball player. Mm-hmm. You need to go to practice, bro. You're hurting your team.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You're the only dude on your team. That's something. That's
well, they got Kevin Durant and James Harden, who they ain't no scrubs, you know.
That's exactly true, mm-hmm. But he's paid to be a NBA player.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's many people who are going to work who don't make as much money as him,
right?
And they're going.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, I got to do it. Yeah, they're going. Teachers, whatever, they're doing it. Yeah. And he's always irritates me because he's like, what's his stance? I think
he's an anti-vaxxer, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, he's weird. He believes the world is still flat, and you know he's just so weird when he talks.
I don't think he's doing good because he's kids look up to him and stuff like that, and he's just silly.
But see, when
people recognize he's an idiot,
and that's the thing when you're on a platform like that. Like, okay, well, sometimes you have to set your biases or your personal beliefs or whatever aside. You're playing a basketball game. You're there for the fans of the fans. So right. Sometimes these athletes they make they politicize things and it's all bad. You know,
I wonder what his teammates feel about him.
Sure, he's an idiot.
Because every one of them doing it did it.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, there's only two players who didn't do it in the whole league.
And they suck.
Chris Wiggins and Kyrie and
who?
Chris Wiggins.
Who the fuck is that?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly my point.
Chris Wiggins is either. Yeah. Kyrie. And you know the NBA is going by strict protocol. If you are not vaccinated. Yeah. You will not be able to.
You can't join go the to the team. Facility.
Yeah. 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 You can't participate in anything related to your team. So, you know, I figured when they brought that out, I said to myself, Kyrie Irving will probably be the only one or one of the main ones who won't do this.
And he was.
Yep. Well, still it is what it is. All right, folks. So, what she purposely does to make you jealous is coming up. If you'd like to chime in, the number is 323-203-0815. That number is 323-203-0815. Can't get through? We'll make sure then you can leave your comments on Instagram. We have KC and Tech C and Vato V standing by reading those comments. If Facebook. They're funny, if they make sense, we're going to put them on. If they are dumb, we're going to oust you, all that stuff, okay? If it doesn't make sense or whatnot, then, you know, just enjoy the show, folks.
We don't care.
But before we begin, if you're new to the Mentality Show or if you've never seen the show, then we must warn you that the views and opinions expressed on this show, some listeners and viewers may find offensive. Viewer discretion. We don't give a fuck.
Don't give a fuck.
We might give two fucks depending on the situation.
What does two fucks mean?
Two balls. I don't know. we give that three balls. Right now, there's eight balls on this show. That's really gross. If it's worth two balls, we might get another show. If it's worth eight balls, then we call in and we'll put you. You know, we'll listen to what you
have
to say.
You don't know what the fuck you're saying.
It's really
gross. We play pool.
All right, folks. Today's meat and potatoes is served to you by
Belorian and Manoukian. Spell Belorian.
B-E-L-O-R-I-A-N. Correct?
And.
He couldn't do it without looking at his computer, though.
Exactly.
How about Manoukian?
Spell Manoukian. Manoukian.
Don't take my word for it, but
we'll go from there.
Ruby P says, consistently great at their work. Very professional. Would definitely recommend this firm for people. They're easy, fast, stress-free. Bam. Nice. Check this one out. We had a car accident. He came to see us. Armand came to see him. His service was exceptional. We were very happy with the outcome of our case. That's more money.
Yeah, Yes, it is.
More money.
Cha-ching.
Bulor and Malukian are professional, hardworking, and specialized in, it says read more. Oh, that's too long. In my personal injury case, that's from Scott. Scott don't lie. I know Scott. Me and Scott chill. He don't lie.
These are real comments, yep. Real people.
Yeah.
Real comments,
real people. I was so pleased with his firm on my business issues. Bahe was very knowledgeable, transparent, honest, and he explained everything to the T. Yes. These are real people. Yep. You know what I'm saying? And it's real checks.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I like about Boral and Malukian is they're a big firm, but they personalize you. They take time with you. Everybody, when you walk in there, everybody's focusing on you.
Your family.
You know what I'm saying? You don't get passed along. You'll meet everybody. You're going to meet a great dude down there in the garage. He's handsome. Give him some money. You know what I'm saying? But that's neither here or there. But anyway.
He's not homeless.
God, the success rate is crazy. I was at home taking a dump, and I was thinking about it. How you have win something over 99% of your cases? That don't sound right to me. Every time I hear that, don't sound right. I'm still trying to get fired. Because I need that $400,000.
There you go.
But Lauren Malukian, trust me when I say it, I send people to them all the time, and I haven't had one person tell me they had a bad experience.
Nope.
Check them out. Call them. They speak three languages. There's something there for you. Personal injury, car accidents,
yep,
wrongful death, wrongful firing.
Firing.
Firing. Just don't kill nobody.
Yeah.
They could have got R. Kelly off of that.
No. Well.
Maybe.
Maybe.
If they wanted to.
If you had a car accident, they would have probably got him off.
The point is, they get it done.
Yes.
They're a family. They will feed you.
Yes.
Feed and they'll get you money.
Yes. Can we go over there for dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got catered by Hot Wings today. Oh, it's a whole bunch of wings over there.
Oh, shit.
What? 747.
Fo-fo.
Trust them. Tell them that the Mentality Show sent you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's what's Casey up. Lorian and Manukian, folks. Real people with real results.
Yep.
Real comments from real people, folks. This is real stuff. We're not bullshitting you here.
There's like 100 comments, and they're all 5 stars.
Yeah.
Check them out. Check out their website as well.
Money.
Do you know their website, Casey? We got to get that. Their website?
We'll get it after.
How you want me to get it?
Just call Balorian and Manukian. Call 747-4444. Folks, let's get into it. Remember, if you'd like to chime in on what we have to say today, the number is 323-203-0815, or hit us up on our live feed. But the subject, folks, the meat and potatoes, is what does she do on purpose to make you jealous? Now, folks, gentlemen, we all know that women like to play mind games, right?
Yeah.
We've experienced that from women we've dated here and there. You know, we're not going to say all women.
So can we call them mind fuckers?
They are. Women are mindful. I say this on the show all the time. Women are a paradox wrapped in its own enigma. That's a nice way of saying that women like to fuck with your brain.
And
women are from Mars and men are from women are from Venus and men are from Mars, all that shit. So we're going to get into it, folks. There's a thing that women like to do psychologically to make you jealous. All you young men out there,
pay attention.
Do not fall for the bullshit, okay? We're going to give you a list of some of the things that she does to make you jealous, and we're going to comment on
each
one.
You know what I think, though? Like, if you don't fall for the bullshit, it probably makes them more attracted to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like they just...
Agreed.
Yeah.
That's true.
Agreed.
That's true. Nothing's more attractive to a woman than a man who doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, even if you are jealous, gentlemen, even if you do get jealous, do not show your jealousy. Because if you start demonstrating that shit,
guys can't do
shit. They got you like this.
Yeah. Guys got no power to not show their jealousy
all day, man. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
Most guys can't control that shit.
Even if balls are boiling, homies.
There might be some guys that can chill out and handle it, but. Most guys can't control the jealousy.
I can.
I always say this.
Most guys can't. Most guys are going to.
One out of four guys can't. We got the one. Take it out on the pussy, folks. Take it out on the pussy.
Wait, when you're pounding it?
When you're upset, if she pisses you off, take that shit out on the pussy, man.
Yeah.
That's a great way to get all your
angst. Or date their sister.
Their sister's ugly. No.
No.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to do that. And what if she doesn't have a sister? Do you date the brother? She
doesn't have a sister. I don't know. That's something you'll do.
Yeah, the brother's
just going to date mothers. I'll fuck her mother.
Charmaine Prudhomme, where's your mom at?
All right, folks, let's get into it. So,
let's get into it.
Women, if you're listening, we're about to oust your ass, okay? We're about to put you out there. All right. We got some obvious things on this list, of course, and then we have some not so obvious things. So we'll start with the obvious. If she likes to flirt with other dudes, And when we say flirt, we're talking about not just like, ooh, you know, you're fine, I want to fuck you. We're talking about little things like she'll touch him here and there. She'll, you know, maybe, I don't know, smile a little too hard, laugh a little too hard at his jokes.
I think the touching is
stuff
the,
like
the
that.
The worst one, though.
Yeah, but here's a question. Is flirting considered cheating?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's a show.
If you're a jealous dude, yes. If I'm jealous, yes.
It's like, oh my God, like, you're, what the fuck? Like, why is my girl touching another dude, like, or flirting with him? Like, oh my God. Like,
yeah. To some men, that's the end. That's the end all be all.
Hey, but don't get mad. We'll grab a fucking chi-chi from another girl, so it's okay. You know?
Well, that's different.
If you're grabbing a guy's chest, I'm going to grab a chi-chi.
Oh, she's grabbing his chest. Yeah, she's fucking. She's
Who's chi-chi you going to grab?
The girl's chi-chi.
Which one?
The girl that I'm going to be flirting with after.
She's going to get slapped.
Yeah. Let's say we'll see Vato V and Edward R. Kelly.
I thought you were talking about going to the strip joint and grabbing a chi-chi.
That too.
Just go up and grab a chick's chi-chi, RV.
Like
R. Kelly
like
V.
Like a former president said, grab my pussy.
So, flirting with other dudes.
Who said that?
Our former
oh,
leader.
Yeah, Trump did say that in the bus.
All right, okay. If she laughs at another guy's jokes too hard, that's very disrespectful to some men.
What if she laughs? Especially if your man laughs too hard and it's not that funny.
Yeah. Hey, right. Yeah, so
she, it's the.
She's touching him, yeah. Especially if you're a comedian. If you're a comedian and she's your girlfriend.
That sucks.
And she don't laugh at your jokes.
Speaking from experience.
But this dude says some corny shit and she laughs at this shit.
You're like, was me.
Yeah, that's something that women psychologically do to make you jealous. Remember, these are all mind games. Women know what they're doing when they do these type of things.
They do.
Here's something that on the list that I don't normally myself get jealous at, but for some men, this grinds their gears, if you will. They go out with her girl. She'll go out with her girls for girls' night. I don't think that's something that women do intentionally to make her man jealous.
No, I don't.
I personally don't care about that shit because, like, dude, like you, even if that's your chick, if she's gonna respect you, she's gonna respect you. You have to find that trust in her, and hey, go out and have some fun.
Right.
Don't get mad at me if I go out and have fun with my boys.
Yeah, she can't be pissed off at you.
But hey, by all means, go handle your business, dude.
I actually love when my girl goes out with her girlfriends. I like that. You know what I mean?
I don't care.
Sometimes when I used to say this.
Holy shit.
Texie's just hitting buttons again. What does the toilet have to do with it?
I just saw it.
Texie, Sammy, we can have Texie come in here about 10 minutes before the show so he can just press all the buttons and learn what they do. I used to say this on the show to when I first started dating a woman, especially, you know, if you date online and stuff. I would tell a woman, go out and date as many men as you want as we're getting to know each other, because I want you to see how whack other men are compared to what you have here in front of you.
But then
that helps you in the situation.
But then she's going to date somebody and be like, I found somebody that's better than you.
And you know what? So be it. It was like, well, you love somebody or you like somebody, set them free. They come back to you as meant to be, whatever. If she comes back to you, then you got her.
You know, what's the trip, man? Like, when I was doing this online dating shit, I started dating this girl and I was into her, you know? And then she's all like,
wait, you were inside of her?
Yeah. Yes, both.
Nice.
So then she's all like, you know, before I met you, like, I met this guy and he asked me out for a date. We weren't dating, you know, but we're boyfriend, girlfriend. We're just dating. And then she's all like, do you mind if I go out with him? And I was like, You seriously asking me that question? Mm-hmm. I told her, look, girl, you do whatever the fuck you want, you know? Mm. And then I didn't hear from her for a month, so I let her go.
Yeah.
She calls me back after a month and said, that motherfucker wasn't worth it, what, right?
Also,
so I go, I just wanted to go out with him because blah, blah, blah. I said, well,
she didn't go out with him. Wait, she actually dated him.
What was the blah, blah, blah?
Well, I guess, I don't know what the fuck happened after that. But she fucked him or what?
She dated him.
Or she went out with him or whatever. They went out on a date. I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah.
I said, so I'm assuming that it didn't work out between both of you guys or what? So, you know, I just wanted to see what he was all about. I said, well, look, I moved on, so I'm sorry,
right,
but I'm not gonna.
If
I give you the opportunity to go out, like, why are you going out with somebody?
Well, she thinks you're gonna be waiting around. Yeah. Like, I wonder
why would you even tell me that shit?
Right? Yeah, just go out. If you're in the dating phase, that's the choose. You're accepting job applications. Yeah. You're interviewing for this position that you have open, and if you don't find the right candidate, hey. Great. If you do, then you let the other candidates know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Sorry, we found We've already hired that for that I'm position. Sorry. I'm sorry.
The position is taken.
It's, yeah. Exactly.
It's called the doggy style position.
All right, here's one. There you go. Finally, one matches. Found one that matches what we're talking about. All right, here's one. This is a big one, especially if you live in L.A. A lot of people say, well, it's only a celebrity crush. Okay, if you live in Texas or Omaha or Wyoming and you have a crush on a celebrity and we're living in Wyoming.
A lot of celebrities live in Texas nowadays.
Okay, but for the most part.
They're in like fucking South Dakota or somewhere like that.
Arkansas.
Whatever.
Yes.
Whatever. Okay.
Little Rock, Arkansas.
Here in California, L.A., Los Angeles, Studio City, wherever, if you have a crush on an actor or a celebrity, it's a chance you can meet that motherfucker.
And
he's going to fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So, but if you live in Wyoming, you can have all the crushes you want, and we'll just never visit Los Angeles.
That celebrity pass, you know?
That celebrity pass. You can't do that if you live in Los Angeles. You can't give your girl a pass on a celebrity because she might meet Zac Efron at fucking Ralph's, and Zac Efron is doggy styling your bitch. You know, so you like, hey, you said I can get a pass. Fuck, you know. So
no, celebrity Zac Efron.
What's that?
I said that's Zac Efron
right there. Right, in your girl's ass. So celebrity crush in L.A. that can make a man jealous. But if you're in Wyoming, I don't give a shit about
no fucking celebrity. What are the odds of, you know, of her meeting the celebrity of
In L.A.? How many celebrities do you meet in a year? I probably meet like 3 or 4 celebrities a year.
You know, the only celebrity I met Terry Crews at the Americana.
Did he flex on you?
He was like, we pretty much bumped into
him. Did he fuck you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Did he touch you inappropriately?
Yeah.
He grabbed you by the pussy?
He looked, he's not like, oh, hello. No. He was a pretty tall dude, man. I was like, we just almost bumped
that tall. I met Terry Crews.
He played in the NFL, though, for a little bit, didn't he?
He's big, but he's not that tall. Yeah, he is like, big.
Yeah. And then we just almost bumped into each other.
He even knocked you down.
I know.
Yeah, he's stout, man. He's pretty stout.
Solid.
Yeah. That's the only celebrity. KC, how many celebrities? You meet a lot of celebrities, right?
I met a few, but I don't really recognize them until people are like, oh, you know who that is?
I know. They look completely different in person.
Yeah, they look different to me in personal.
Yeah.
I really don't care.
There's a few that I'm trying to see, but I ain't, you know. I'm trying to get at Paris Hilton still.
Really?
Yeah.
You're
just
getting married now.
It can happen.
My cousin seen her, and he said she got a nice booty. And once he told me that, I just wanted to see.
Did you ever see her video?
Where, really?
What video? The porn?
Yeah.
I didn't like it. It was like in that.
She was like a little girl then, like.
Yeah, she was like still a teenager. It looked like in
that. Oh, no, I don't want to suck your dick.
That night vision shit. Like it was now. In that night vision style.
Yeah, it was.
It was
for some of it. Some of it. Not all of it, but some of it. I got it at the house.
Hey, Texie, who's your celebrity crush?
That's tough.
Besides Bud Light.
His name is Bud, and last name is Light.
Celebrity crush. V, while they're thinking, who's your celebrity crush? Go ahead, KC.
I really like Selma Hayek.
I was about to say the same thing.
There's so many of them.
There's some bad 50-year-olds right now. J-Lo, Selma, awesome. Halle Berry. But Halle's crazy.
Halle Berry's gorgeous, but she is fucking
there's some badass 50-year-olds right now.
Yeah.
Jennifer, what's her name? Jennifer, what's her name? The one that Friends or is it Friends?
I think
she's cute.
She's getting old.
All these chicks are getting old.
Maybe because I didn't like that show Friends.
You know, I started watching a couple episodes recently, and I was like, whatever.
Yeah, she looks better now than she did on Friends.
Yeah,
if you ask me, or at least she did about 10 years ago. She looked better than she did on Friends.
I really don't think I have a celebrity crush.
I got a few. I just don't. Can't think of them right now.
Selma Hayek for me was she was hot as fuck.
She's Scarlett Johansson is one of
mine. She's bad. What's the other one?
She can get it.
I think she's overrated. She was Scarlett in Transformers.
Megan.
I met her. See, if she was my celebrity crush and I got a pass,
you would have fucked her.
I would have fucked her, and it would have been okay. She's not that cute, bro. She's not that cute.
Little white rock star dudes.
Yeah, she's with what's his name?
The rapper rock guy. I know his name.
Oh, I know who mine is.
Michigan Kelly.
I like Kourtney Kardashian and Kylie.
Kourtney.
I think Kourtney.
You do like Kylie.
Kourtney and Kylie. Those
Kourtney's
are
the only one.
But I think Kourtney's like
the new Khloe's nice.
Yeah, she looks a little made up. She looks a little weird. A little plasticky.
I'm telling you what they did to Khloe's transformation.
Yeah. She looks good, but it's a little too much.
You know, my crush now is she used to sing with Outkast. She's a black chick. You know what I'm talking about, KC? She's gay. She's actually a lesbian now, I heard. I forget her name. Oh, man.
With Outkast?
Oh, she's not. Oh, I know you're talking about.
Short black chick. Real cute. Real cute.
Maya?
No, not Maya. Ah, I can't remember her name. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to look it up, folks.
Yeah, you need to look that up.
She's bad, though. Monet something?
Oh, no.
Ah, I forgot her name. Folks, if you know her, call us 323-203-0815. Let me know who I'm talking about here. All right.
Call in, Monet.
Let us know. Yes, please. Call him. Okay, texting other dudes. That's a no-no. Women do that on purpose to try to piss you off. Okay? They do this on purpose. This is a no-no. Don't fall for it. She may not even be texting another dude. She may be texting her girlfriend. She may be texting another dude. Who knows? So,
like, John's so funny at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she texting a dude?
Oh, yeah.
Is she texting a dude?
Or
is
John paying that bill?
Or is she texting that dude? Does that make sense? Is she texting the dude or is she texting that dude? You know what I mean?
You mean like sex?
Like pictures? Yeah, big difference. Yeah.
Fuck textual that. Seduction.
Yeah, you go.
And
textual
all that seduction. Stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like you said, V. Well, how do you know?
Let's grab her phone and check
exactly.
it out.
Exactly. But you don't want to show that. You don't want to show the jealousy. You don't want to. I'm telling you, as soon as you start, here's the thing. If a woman's doing something questionable on her phone, as soon as you start asking her questions or wondering what's going on with her phone or you know, all that stuff.
With your head.
She's going to. That's going to give her a ticket. That's going to give her a free ride to start asking you questions
and
about your
phone.
Yeah.
And wanting to get into your situation. So I advise if you don't want her getting into your phone, don't start asking her questions about your phone. Because we as men all know we don't want our phones tampered with.
Nope.
By anybody.
Nope.
A dude could be dying and he will grab that phone before he gets thrown out of the car in the car.
When they pull the life support, he's about to die.
Fucking throw in the water.
Burn me with my.
Dude got coronavirus. He's on his phone talking to his family, and then he dies. Where's his phone? Where's his phone?
Find it up his ass.
The phone has coronavirus too. You know, touch that shit.
Self destruct buttons. That's all we need. We need a self destruct button for our phones.
We do.
We
need one of those.
007, be like, I'm dying. No, self destruction.
That's it. Or if you can't speak, you just look. That's it.
Dude's lying in the bed dead. His wife is standing over the nurse. We really don't. I'm sorry we lost him, but here's his personal phone.
And it blows
up. Just going to pop up like a dead zombie and grab
come
his
back
phone
to life.
And die again. He's
going
to
wake up. Dead.
That's a skit. That is a skit right there.
That is funny.
Yeah.
That's all right, folks. Stay tuned. We are coming up with ideas.
How many times you said that? Stay tuned.
I know, right?
Stay tuned to nothing.
They're coming up, folks, in 2028. These skits are coming, trust me.
One day.
When everybody's vaccinated, we're going to come up with a fucking vaccine.
Well, that ain't never happening then.
Know, right? Okay, she has too many male friends. She has way too many male friends.
But see,
that should have happened before y'all got together,
yeah,
though, right?
Agreed.
True, exactly. Now that she's yours, she's your girl, she needs to get rid of some of these male friends.
Really?
This is how some guys think. I'm not saying I think that way. Some okay. men think like this. Do you guys think
it's too late
that when
that.
A woman...
I don't think... I don't know. I think that's just awkward, dude.
Yeah. When you get with your girl, and should she get rid of her male friends? That's a question.
It depends on how flirtatious they are and what's their intentions.
Past, right?
What's their intention? You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
always say if he's been inside you, you should not be friends with him once you
of course not, dude. Like, what the fuck?
Me.
No.
Some chicks believe they will still stay friends with these guys and hold on to and cherish what they had.
Women.
Their friendship.
What you guys do not understand is when you guys are friends with a dude, like, especially if that's your ex or you've been fucking around, there's still expectations that he's still going to hit later on.
Yep. So, at some point. Yeah, he knows he gets
to hit. The dick in the glass case, just a breaking case of emergency.
Yeah, that's emergency. It. Exactly. And that's what they're there for. Yeah. That's what we're here for.
Nope. No, every man that when a man meets a woman and she says, "I just want to be friends," and he's like, "Okay, I'm cool with that." That dude has an agenda.
Yeah,
that dude, he knows nothing about you. Why would he want to be your friend? Mm-hmm. Okay, he just wants to fuck you.
Yeah.
He just wants to fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, she cool. We can no. He wants to fuck you. He wants to like Texie said.
Sausage.
Texie said he wants to be. He wants to be that dick in a glass breaking
Chinese food.
I smell that way over here, too. You're right. Disgusting, man. My mouth was open.
I think I tasted it. I was like,
Kung Pao.
I was like, Kung
Pao. Fucking chicken. Kung Pao Bud Light.
Casey got heartburn because of his burp.
Oh, my God. Damn.
You got the effects of Kung Pao chicken there, sir. Oh, man.
I was about to leave a tip at the restaurant he went to. Like, yeah, that was good.
Like, damn, do I get a fortune cookie with that shit? For those of you who don't know, Tex-C just let out this big-ass bourbon. Casey's sitting right next to him. We all tasted that shit.
I could taste the chicken.
Wow. Mm. All right, back to the subject at hand. Male friends, too many male friends. Should she let go of her male friends?
But see that,
or some of these male friends once she decides to get with
you? But see, that's the shit, though. Like, if you guys are together and she has male friends, like I said, what is the purpose of him? What is that male friend going to run with you?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like C said, that's a fucking dick in a glass. But then she's going to question you as to why you have female friends. Like,
yeah, but you,
so it goes both ways.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Be ready for that type of thing as well.
You guys have female friends?
I have female friends.
Did you fuck
that
one?
Are just friends?
I've not fucked any
of my
female friends. I have female friends, but they're fat and they're disgusting. So my girl has no reason to be insecure. They're not very attractive. She's gonna look at them. She's gonna look at them, and she's gonna say,
you're talking about your friends.
Yeah,
these are friends.
They're not your friends no more.
We talk shit.
You said they're fat and disgusting.
Fat and disgusting looking. So if you're gonna have a female friend, make sure she's not very attractive, so your woman won't feel insecure when she sees her. You got to be smart about this. You got to think.
My God,
it's like chess. You got to think two steps ahead. Right?
I don't really. I don't have any female friends.
Well, you've been married for like 8 years.
That's done.
The only people I could say are female friends are my...
You and your wife have friends, yeah.
My friend's wife.
Of you. Friends, right?
She's a friend, you know, but I'm friends with him.
Yeah.
She's a friend, too.
So my...
Would you be able to develop a new friend now that you've been married for 8 years?
No,
that's not going to happen.
No, so. No new friends.
That is true. Can you develop a new friend after a relationship?
Babe, I met a really nice lady in the mall today.
Fuck that bitch.
She should be my friend.
Fuck that bitch. You going to go with that bitch? No, she's my friend.
Right. Yeah, we're going to go to the dog park together.
See, the word friend has been just thrown around too loosely here. A friend is somebody that's there for you every step of the way. Y'all are like Ace Boone Coons. You in the middle of the night, you're there for each other. You know, that type of thing. You don't want somebody like that being
too.
You don't. This happens every freaking show, guys. Technology, guys. Can we just turn? It's funny. His volume wasn't even working earlier.
Yeah,
now it's working.
It just happened. It just happened on its own.
Basically, yeah. So, be careful of the word friend. I have associates.
Friends.
I have acquaintances. Why do? Friends, how many of us have them?
That's true.
Friends.
And if they are your friends, what kind of a friend? What kind of a friend are they? Are they like you said? Are they acquaintances? Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Who are they?
Yeah, you got to question. And I like what you said earlier. But you have to question the history.
Agreed.
Did you fuck this person? Did y'all once date? Yeah. Were y'all going to date? Did you jack them off? Whatever. You know what I mean. What kind of friend is he?
Is he your work husband?
Exactly. Oh yeah. That's big.
I don't believe in that. I'm sorry.
Retarded,
that's some bullshit, dude.
You were a chick's work husband at work one time?
I was nobody's fucking work chick husband.
Remember, I don't want to say her name, but she used to call you her work husband.
You must be out of your mind. Who the fuck was that? Fail.
She loved her some Bato V. We're not going to put her name out there. All right, folks. Here's a big one.
She was just a friend.
Here's a big one. We talked about this on one of our shows before. We did a whole thing on this. We even did a streetwalker on this. Friends with the ex-boyfriend.
Nope.
They are still associating with that ex-boyfriend.
Better have a kid?
No.
Exactly. That is a no-no. A lot of chicks will stay friends with that ex-boyfriend, dick in a glass, or to make their current boyfriend jealous or to get some type of emotion out of
it. Or just not let them know. Like, it's just a dick in the glass. It's like, you know what? This motherfucker left, and hey, what's up back with me and you? Let's see if we can rekindle what we had. Like, fuck.
That's what ex-boyfriends do.
That's what I'm saying.
He's hitting her up on her birthday.
That's what ex-boyfriends do when they just want to keep them on the, you know, close, at arm's distance.
Yep.
Yeah.
What you do is you befriend the ex-boyfriend's girlfriend. No, I'm just talking some drama there.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, if any girl that you're dating I've said this on the show before, and I will stick by it. I don't give a damn what any of y'all say. I am not going to date a woman who's still besties with her ex-boyfriend. No. It's
and
not
you know,
happening. What if it's the baby's daddy?
That's different.
No, and they're
different.
Cool, though. Cool.
No.
They're cool really for the cool. baby. They're cool
but they're
for
really
the baby.
Cool.
No.
It's a business
really
relationship.
Cool.
It's a business relationship.
Like
they go to
like,
movies
like
together?
They hang out with the kids.
Oh,
and,
no.
But they use the kids as an excuse. Oh, we're going to hang out with the kids. And But they're like always together.
Till midnight?
Yeah.
So
there, wait a minute. There was a video.
That relationship better be all business.
That's crazy, right?
I sent you guys a video of that dude that was sending his ex or his baby mama flowers, or he was taking his baby mama some flowers and some candy because it was her fucking you fucking out of your mind. I'm gonna take this bitch fucking some shit. Did I see guys that
video? His ex girlfriend?
No, that's his baby mama.
No, ex wife. Okay,
he was taking. This guy was. He's like, I don't know about you guys, but you know, I'm cool with my baby mama.
Yeah,
I'm cool with my baby mama,
yeah.
And some of you guys make it a big deal. It shouldn't even be a big deal. I'm taking her flowers and candy. I'm like,
so why
motherfucker? You guys
why
are scared to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, is she with a new dude? Does she have a boyfriend?
Yeah. Well, she has a new relationship, I guess, or whatever.
And what did he? How did he feel about this? Did he get a say in this?
You think? I have no idea what they're gonna say. But the thing is, like. There's no way in fucking hell. There's boundaries. You're not going to cross that shit.
Yeah, it should be. Sorry. If they have a child, it should be all business regarding that child. No extra stuff. No.
They can't go to Lego Lion without
nope.
you?
Nope. No.
Bye.
Lego Lion?
They can
Lego
take Lion. The child on their own, but you're not going to be hanging out having days.
They're
going to
go to Legoland for the weekend.
Or, like, no, if it's the kid's birthday. if it's the kid's birthday.
And the kids have their own room, and they have their own room.
Yeah.
But it's cool, though.
Yeah. Cool. But it's cool. The kids have the same. The kid's birthday comes along, and you're gonna invite your ex to the kid's birthday party.
He won't be celebrating his birthday this year.
Nope.
What if they dance together in front of you?
Your birthday. Your birthday expired.
Sorry. You're a man now, boy. So friends with the ex. We talked about that in our past shows. Casey, you weren't with us then. We might need to revisit that. That's a great topic to revisit. Yeah. As you see here, there's still passion when it comes to that. What are some of the comments you have, Casey, from people regarding this?
No exes with the mate. No dating the exes.
People agree with us here.
No.
All right.
Casey has a... Oh, never mind.
So, Tech C.
Yes, sir.
Should they be friends with the ex?
No.
Casey, friends with the ex?
Depends what the word friends mean.
There's no fucking friends, man.
Yeah,
friends.
I don't talk to none of my exes. They're done.
Yeah.
So that's my rule. I don't.
They had their chance.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
fucked it up, or you fucked it up. Either way, they had their chance.
Nope.
Time is done. Now it's time to move on.
Yeah.
To the next position. All right. Speaking of moving on, when they choose another, let's say you're out with your girl and you're at a party or something like that, and you get into an argument or debate with another man or with your boy, and your girl chooses his side over yours, that can rise some emotion. Some emotion can rise out of that.
What if the guy's right?
What if he's fucking right?
He may be right, but at the time, if you're debating him, you don't know if he's right because you have the counterpoint, and she chooses his side.
She just be like,
But if she thinks the same way as he's thinking, and then he's
she's
like,
fucking him.
But
they are fucking, and somebody's got to die. No, I would probably get jealous over something like that.
Like, babe, you're wrong. Yeah. You're so wrong right now.
He's right. You're wrong.
In front of him too. You embarrass me in front of this.
Oh yeah, he's just like,
Carlos. You're right, Carlos. What the fuck?
His first name. Ted is right. You are right, Ted. He is wrong. Oh my God, Rich.
Teddy is right.
Oh, his name is Teddy now?
He's over there, Teddy. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
And she's touching him and
text
laughing
me
at
your
his
number.
It'll be okay, Teddy. It's okay.
I'll calm him down.
He's just a little drunk.
It's okay. It's okay, Teddy.
And by the way, that joke was so funny earlier, Teddy. That joke was so much
more
funny.
I'm going to take him home and come back to the party.
Yeah.
Be right back.
Oh, by the way, Teddy's my ex. I mean, just the whole gamut there. She's trying to make you jealous times 10. All right, here's a big one. This happens a lot.
So she said.
This happens a lot these days. It's broken up lots of relationships. It's gotten a few bitches killed. as a matter of fact, there's social media's got a few bitches killed.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
She posts sexy pics on Instagram for guys to comment on. She posts sexy pictures.
But what if she's making money off it?
Yeah.
oh, that's different. She's paying the bills.
She's paying the bills. She's making money. What's then? What
if
then?
That was her way of living, if she was doing this before you met her,
right?
Like, let's say you met her on Instagram because she thought liked her picture, and then you try to stop her. Nah. It's like if you meet a stripper or and now you're star. Trying to get her to not strip because she's with you, but you met her at the strip club.
Well, you better be able to compensate for her money that she's losing.
Yeah. Take care of that shit.
Right.
I've seen few men. You know, well, not men, graduate high school, then that girl become Instagram famous mm-hmm. after high school.
Mm-hmm. Are they making
it's a
money?
Sad scene.
Are they making money?
They dated in high school?
Well, they just think they graduate and then they're blossoming. And I've seen where situations where girls become Instagram famous.
Yeah.
And after, you know, they've been with their boyfriend for 2 years. I mean, they blow up and the boyfriend can't take it.
Yeah. Mm.
But see, the DMs is on fire.
Yeah. He was
and
with
celebrity
her.
Fire, too. Like, ooh.
That sucks.
Don't you my video, girl.
But here's a question, though. Like, should that make the guy jealous or that should that make the guy like, fuck, yeah, this is what I got. Like, look at this shit. Like, everybody wants her. And
depends
this
on
is
how
what
secure
I'm
he is.
Most guys are going to be jealous.
Relationship.
Yeah. I had
like,
a friend.
How secure are you?
Where she blew up and it was like, we're going to fly out to Miami and put you in this video, girl. You can say we want you in this two-piece.
I'm
and...
going with you.
But that's the thing. We're going to Miami. It was just her.
And then, you know what? Go and have
a weekend in Miami. She got paid, but then you see the video like, oh.
You got to fix the camera. Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Oh, sorry. We're having some technical difficulties, our producer. That's Sam you hear in the background
I've
here.
Seen... I'm not going to...
Sam.
I've seen him say... I think I'm saying so much, but he cried to me. He really cried to me.
He cried. Well, that sucks because she was kind of a... just. A nothing before, and then she blew up, and she's getting all these comments and things like that. And now,
I mean, people are flying her out.
But here's the question, though: did she still love him?
She says she did.
Okay,
she says she did.
Is she faithful to the guy?
Well, I mean,
she
said
she was, but he couldn't take it.
How do you know if she's faithful to you? Unless you check her phone.
I mean,
that's good.
She went one time to New Jersey for a video.
Check her DMs,
and when she came back. The stuff that the celebrity bought her.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? I was like, ooh, shit, that's all Louis?
Ooh.
I don't know, man. I don't know. She just did
he
what?
He was trying to get it. He was trying to get it.
Oh, I mean, people are like, he... So, I think I'm saying too much. They're going to see it. But anyway, he read a note, like a DM from one of the celebrities. Who was like, dude was like, listen, I'm in love with you.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, but she was being respectful. Like, no, I got my guy. Whoop-de-whoop.
Okay, that's a good.
And she was, you know, and he's like, and you could feel like when her conversation was swaying, like, things are going well right now, but if it wasn't, I would, you know, that type talk.
Oh, shit, no.
You can't say that.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's not
she's
good.
Like, if it,
I'm with my man right now, so but if it don't work out, I'll fuck you.
Dude, he cried to me. I was like, bro, she's still with you, though.
You know,
that's different.
You that's have different. To be a strong dude. I remember I worked when I first moved out here. I was in a relationship and I worked at a all male strip club where I was the bartender. So it was nothing but women there. Okay, nothing but women there. Let me say that for the record. It was a male strip club, so men stripped there,
again?
But women were the clientele. Okay?
Whoa, I've never heard this story.
I was the bartender there. Okay?
Sure you were. Keep going.
The bartender never gets killed.
I can't see what's going on the dance floor. So it was nothing but clientele. Stop women. It. And right, I right. had my choice of the litter every night, who I wanted to fuck and all kinds of stuff. And my girlfriend came in there one time, the girl I was seeing at the time. All these women are in my face.
What were you wearing?
Oh, I had to wear this tight white shirt, you know, showed all the muscles and all
got
this
no
stuff.
Muscles,
I was a lot bigger back then.
I think he left his muscle in his shirt.
I think so.
I was a lot bigger back then. But anyway, so she came in and she was with her girlfriend. Her girlfriend made the comment, girl, how can you have him work here with all these women in his face? And my girl was so secure at the time, it was never an issue. Yeah. So it depends on how secure you make her feel.
But hold on.
That was a whole other issue.
But little did she know he was fucking all these females.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
I didn't say that.
Everyone he could.
I didn't say that.
You were a bartender?
I used to be a bartender. When I first moved here, I bartended.
He can't. Well, wait a minute. How do someone go to you like, what drink do you recommend?
Yeah. What would you say?
See, I don't like that type of bartender who don't drink.
I don't drink. Yeah, exactly. I was the bartender, but we had certain drinks we served.
You're such a great bartender. Can I buy you a drink?
No, I'm okay. No,
this story's kind of sus. I think you were dancing.
Chippendales.
They tried to get me out there, but no, that wasn't my thing. But the whole point of the whole story is...
Listen to
if you
point.
Make that person feel
I'm
secure
never
let in a relationship,
story go.
If you make that person, we'll talk about it after the show.
Oh, we will.
If you make that person feel secure, then there should be no jealousy, like you said, Bato V. how loyal.
Yeah, but if she knows you're a dirtbag.
Wrap up early because we have no more video.
Uh oh.
Like, fuck. There's only 5 minutes left.
You okay.
Wrap it up, or do you want to just leave it with black screen?
Oh, I got you black screen.
Hey, Dell was going to say he pulled his dick out, but, you know.
Sean the Don is not on
wait
the show
a minute.
Anymore. I tell you what, Sammy.
Running out of power.
Ask him.
I tell you what.
We'll, charging. I don't know.
Ask him what.
Can, oh
what,
Lord, what, it's all right, Sammy.
We'll end it now and get our money back.
I want to know what drink. How do you make a Cosmopolitan?
Right, go ahead and end it, Sammy. Cosmopolitan. That is. It's been a while. Cranberry juice and vodka.
I don't know. I'm just saying things.
Cranberry juice like, and vodka. You shake it like.
How do you
a
make
martini.
A
dude? Don't even ask me.
Long Beach iced tea.
Yeah, that's a tough one, isn't it?
Oh, that's
Long Island iced tea.
That's like. Everything, man. You put like all kinds of alcohol, vodka, rum, coke, and
you just heard that from your friend.
Lemon juice, dude. I was a bartender.
He looked it up.
Anyway, folks, sorry. Looks like we're having some technical difficulties. Our producer just
it looks like
Dell
was about
earlier.
To say he pulled out his dick and he went black. But
no, that okay. was I don't know. About
that was what? That was Vata V. Vata V pulled his dick out.
Mine's brown, sir.
Vata V pulled his dick out and slapped Dellano with it.
All right, folks. So looks like, yeah, we got to go ahead and end it. If anybody's feelings were injured by today's show, we can't help you there. But if you're ever physically injured, then call Balorian and Manukian, folks. They are professional injury lawyers with real results, affirmed with justice, honor, and integrity. They win 99% of their cases. For a free consultation, call today,
747-444-444-444.
Last words, folks. We don't have time for, but we will go ahead and throw this. We do this thing called... Corny line of the week. Here it is, folks. It's all about how you deliver the line. Here it is.
1-1.
If you were a chicken, you would be impeccable. All right, folks. That's our show. www.thementalityshow.com. Past episodes, YouTube. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Mentality Show. LA Talk Radio, Facebook Live. Folks, catch us now on iTunes, Google Play, and now iHeartRadio from KC, Texie, Vato V, and me, Delano, folks. In life, you're good, but with our help,
you could be the best.
We'll see you next week, folks. Peace.
Vamanos. Go Dodgers.
Go Dodgers.
You're listening to The Mentality Show, only on LA Talk Radio.